Blog Talk Radio.
Playoffs? We talking playoffs? It's the streets, let's go!
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the rainin'. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me.
The streets is talking for a dog show. What a twisted hip hop. From a street perspective, what the feel? April 21st, 2014. Frenzy. Monday, baby. We just had the playoffs. NHL playoffs. Little NFL talk. 1 year anniversary of the Boston Marathon from the bombing. But before we get into all that and talk this playoff, let me say what the deal to the super producer. My co-host, cellmate. T-Roll, what's your deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's Monday. You know I would like to get it in on Monday. Mondays are the days we like to sit back and talk about everything that we done seen over the weekend. And you know what I saw over the weekend. I saw Bernard, the executioner Hopkins, get another belt. This dude... 59 years old. He really 49. But damn, come on, B-Hop. How many people you just going to keep whooping? Then retire, please, man. We, nobody want to see you win a belt at the age of 50. And if you beating up on these boys, I ain't calling the boxing soft because you've been to jail. You know what it takes to, you know. So I'm just saying,
please,
B-Hop, take it easy on the youngsters, man. Come on, B-Hop. Don't be doing the boys like that. Of course, we had all the playoff games this weekend in that NBA. Yeah, man, it's going down, you know. Like you said, NHL, you know, the hockey is going on at the same time. Got a lot of exciting games. Games going into overtime. 18-year-old sensations out there getting game winners and breaking records. And man, I'm just saying, you better watch these youngsters and everything. It's getting hectic. You know what I mean? And, you know, good old Phil, clear it off. Phil said, I wasn't going to do it on Good Friday. Good Friday was just, it wasn't a day to do business. He said, but the day after Easter, I'm letting everybody go. Good old Phil. Phil, what you going to do? Now I'm hearing that the little dude going to be the coach. I don't even want to talk about that right now. I'm almost about to shed a tear on some booze. Come on, man. Nobody don't want Steve Kerr as a head coach. Oh, Steve Kerr. Now that Jason Kidd did it, everybody think it's, you know, an ex-NBA guard can be a coach. Now, come on, man. There was a lot of good ones to do it previously, but come on, Steve Kerr. I know you like basketball, but you rode the pine most of the time. Well, it might make you a good coach if you ride the pine. But you know, El Bush, it's everything out there, man. I know it's a sad day for you, but then again, it might be 50-50. Now the next question is, what y'all going to do with Carmelo, Marshmallow? I can't wait. Don't want to start y'all heated. Let's go on and jump into it. What you got, Cole? Indiana, you looking like some soccer?
Remember what Puffy said on the song Triumph? What we going to do now? It's all effed up now. We MBG, nothing but garbage at this point. We can't do nothing but go up. We didn't win over 41 games. That's half this. That is 84 games in the season. We couldn't win 21 games. We couldn't win 42 of those games. So whoever comes in, he has a real hard job to do. Well, let's jump into these playoffs. In the first game I want to talk about, because everybody played over the weekend, it was 8 games. First one I want to talk about, let's talk about the Clippers and the Warriors. And I keep telling my callers and the listeners, beware of Jamal Crawford. He had 9 points yesterday. 9 points. Am I going to blame it all on CP3? Yes. Yes, I'm going to blame it all on CP3 because he's the one with the ball in his hands all the time. Can I blame it on Blake Griffin? He only played 19 minutes. He was in foul trouble. He needs to understand it's the playoffs and you got to adapt to the referee. But I keep telling the people in the streets, they love CP3. But when the playoffs come, and like my man Jim Moore, playoffs, we want to talk playoffs? Yeah, we talking playoffs.
You almost sound like Bill Bayless the way you're going off on little old CP3. What's up with CP3, man? He can't deliver in the playoffs. He can't deliver the goods when the lights get thick in the playoffs, man.
You tell me. 2 missed free throws, a missed layup, and of course a turnover in crunch time.
But
I'm glad they didn't call a foul. Listen, you get us close, but you don't win it. Remember, LeBron James did that a lot in Cleveland. So we can't give him a pass if we didn't give LeBron James a pass when he wasn't getting it done. Just because he's 6 foot and he's a little guy, you want to give him a pass. So we do we blame CP3 for the loss, or do we give credit to the Warriors, bro?
You better give credit to the Splash Brothers. Man, it ain't nobody out there who does it better, man. Ain't nobody does it better. Say, man, Klay Thompson and that boy, Steph Curry, if, man, it don't matter if you in their face. They going to hit the shot. Do you see the shots these boys be taking? This dude, Steph Curry, run down the left side of the lane, cross over, makes his way to the right, just center, just right at the top of the three-point line, but about four steps behind the three-point line, and just pulls during a fast break. It was 302, and he pulls on a fast break with somebody running from behind trying to knock it down. He still hit it. Man, Splash Brothers are the truth. If you have never had an opportunity to have a green light to shoot the ball without anybody telling you anything, this is the team and this is the guy that you need to look to. Because I'm telling you, man, Steph Curry, it's just bad enough that the dude can shoot, but he got a coach that just say, pull when you want to pull. Come on, man, that's just, woo! Yeah, you saw what happened. Give it up to Golden State. They just didn't, hey, this ain't their first go-round. They did it last year, too.
Yeah, he did. But we'll see. Like I said, that was the first game. I don't know who did you have coming out of this series. But to me, that's why I don't have Chris Paul as first-team All-Pro this year. I don't have him first-team All-Pro this year. I have Steph Curry. I couldn't put Russell Westbrook in my number one slot because of injury. I couldn't put Rondo or Derrick Rose, consider them, because of injury. So that's who I have as the number one point guard in the league right now because he can do so many things. Second game I want to talk about, Indiana Pacers getting upset at home against Hotlanta, ATL. Now listen to this, bro. Indiana's been screaming. Yes, you know why? Because Indiana has been screaming all year about being a number one seed, and it's a new season. They, you know, exhaled. They're ready to go. And look what happened. They lost the home court advantage. Now, let me ask you this. Is Indiana in trouble? Panic meter from 1 to 10. What do you put that on? If you're Indiana fan, what do you put the panic meter on, Ro, between 1 to 10?
Since you got me on a rating scale, let me rate this for you. And people out there in radio land, listen to me and listen to me good. And I want you to listen to me real good. Don't get excited too fast. Now let's take you back to the beginning of this era that we call the 2000s. Let me take you back, Elba. You remember when it was the Philadelphia 76ers with that great point guard, Allen Iverson, with the surrounding supporting cast that knew exactly what to do, faced up against the Western Conference powerhouse L.A. Lakers. And what happened in that series when the NBA Finals first started? Can you tell me who won that first game, please?
The Philadelphia 76ers won the first game behind Allen Iverson's heroics.
Right, and then what happened after that?
The Los Angeles Lakers won the next four.
So, I mean, literally, you know, sometimes you don't want to pull out the broom on your opponent. You know, just, you know, we're going to let you get one. You had a great season. Football love. Let's not get excited. Now, I'm not saying that the 2014 Indiana Pacers are going to, you know, pull out four straight against Atlanta, but here's what I'm going to say. They have seven games, dog, to make sure that they get the job done. That means Atlanta has to be the team to get to four first. And if they're not able to get, you know, win three more games before Indiana wins four, they will be going fishing. So on my little meter, I'm going to give it a one because it was just game one. Let Indiana figure them out. Because, see, right now it's the playoffs. You don't have to play different teams, you know, or play different teams, you know, for two or three nights before you see these guys again. No. You go home, or you know, you go home, get some rest. You come back, you look at film, and then you tighten up. And from that point on, you know what to do, and you know what gets it going. Hell, Boogie, we've all talked about it. They don't have a true point guard, which may be what's hurting them the most. Secondly, when they gave away Danny Granger, it seems like the air has been taken out of whatever you want to air up over there in Indiana, man. I don't know what happened when they got rid of Danny Granger. It just seemed like everything started going to shambles. But here's what's going to happen. They're going to tighten it up. That boy Lance Stevenson going to work his magic however he does it with that old ugly juke gang. But it's going to be effective. Atlanta's not going to be able to do too much. Roy Hibbert and David West going to start slapping people, taking it back to the bad boy days, and we're going to get some action. So one on the ranking, and just be careful. Indiana going to do it. I ain't going to panic too fast unless they lose the second one, L Boogie.
Tell you what, Ro, I'm going to take it from a coach perspective, what I saw. I saw a team that held the ball a lot. I saw a lot of hero ball. I saw Lance holding it long. I saw Paul George holding it long. I saw a lot of that. They need to work the rock around. Instead of being a disadvantage with Roy Hibbert in the game, make it an advantage. We know that Atlanta's going to go to the small lineup early. So let's get Roy involved early so he can get a rebound. As being a guard and playing this game, if you don't let the big man get touches, they won't rebound for you. They won't do anything for you. That's just a big man. Most of them, especially Roy, who just got paid and think he's elite. He's an all-star.
Hey, and all big men want the ball. They won't take touches. It's only been one big man that they never wanted in and still led the league in rebound, and that's that crazy dude, Dennis Rodman.
And another thing, an adjustment that they also need to make, they need to put Lance Stevenson and rotate Paul George on Jeff Teague. There's no more George Hill guarding him. No more. After the outburst that he did during the regular season and he followed it up in the first game, I think you better do some adjustments. And take George Hill off of that guy there because he's looking fatigued. He's looking very fatigued trying to guard Teague over there. So, man, that's what I think. And on my panic meter with the Indiana Pacers, it's on the four because it's how they lost. It's how they lost. Wasn't close, wasn't energy, and the crowd was not in it. At all.
Damn.
So, but we pushing against the break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the other five games on the marquee, and we're gonna get it the asylum. We want to give a big shout out to Global Network One, AJ Sports Officials, Heaven Know You, Dynasty, The Legacy, D Mac. I see you, baby. The Chef. Mondays and Fridays, the streets is talking. T Row, L Boogie, Jewel to G. Let's go.
Just have me no cut, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know.
That's back.
My niggas all right with me, you don't even know.
Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, it's so big, can't even tow it. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more it. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, no, we don't do more it. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, host don't even pour it. Spent on tone for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 paper lean, you don't even know it. Just have $1 million cut, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Brickles all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 paper lane, you don't even know it. Just have $1 million car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas alright with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. Hey.
Chicago Bulls about to get knocked. They don't even know it. Without Mr. Harden, I'm telling you, Houston, you about to get knocked. It's a problem. You don't even know it. We coming to you live also in Covington, Georgia, 87.9 WERE. Global Network 1. Damian Lillard and LA superstars in the world don't even know it. They better be careful.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's continue to talk about these NBA playoffs. Everybody played over the weekend. The last game that was played was yesterday. It went into overtime. Portland. Woo. They came to play. LaMarcus Aldridge, a.k.a. L.A., put on a show before he fouled out with 47 big ones. Damian Lillard, he got it done, 9 for 19. He had 30. That was the first time two guys has had over 45 and 30 since 1992, Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan.
Damn.
No wrong.
That put up numbers.
Does Houston have a problem? You tell me.
I'm going to say no, L Boogie. Here is how it plays out. If you can remember during the Super Bowl when everybody was in New York picking the the Broncos and picking the Seattle Seahawks, you know, there was a lot. There was a little skip in there, you know, a little tidbit in there with skipping Stephen A. got to asking the NFL players who they thought would be, you know, making noise when the playoffs started, you know, to make that final run. And you would be surprised how many guys just came out with Portland. Yeah, Portland. Right off the top of the head, Portland. And now you see why. It's a guy by the name of Damian Lillard who just signed a $100 million contract with Adidas, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when you sign a big endorsement deal like that, you got to be doing something. And then you got that boy who should be in consideration for that MVP talk, Mr. LaMarcus Aldridge, straight out of Dallas. Sidebar, my bad. You know. But hey, when you got a big man and you got a guard who know how to take control of a game, it's bound to happen. But Houston had their chances last night. If Terrence Jones would have closed out properly on Mr. Damian Lillard, we wouldn't be talking about this. Instead, he did the wrong thing and just ran past the jump shooter, you know what I'm saying, and gave a guy a good look at the basket. And he did what he was supposed to do, El Boogie. He drained it, took him to overtime, and there you have it. What a great game. But if they go play Hacker Dwight, you can always get back into the game as you saw last night. It's very critical that guys in the league know how to shoot free throws. Free throws will help you win the game, just like defense wins championships. I'm going to say this about the NBA. Free throws win championships, El Boogie. If you get somebody up there clinging on the free throw line, booty hole get tight. And you're going to lose. It's just simple, man. Got to make your free throws, Houston. So I'm going to say this. It's going to be seven games, but I think Houston can pull it out because Houston has a nice little team that's running on all cylinders. Just got to tighten up on a couple of possessions, and you win the game, Houston. What you think, El Boogie?
Patrick Beverly needs to stay out of foul trouble. They need him on the court at all times. Unless he's tired, he needs to be on the court. Because when he's on the court, he gives Mr. Damian Lillard problems. He gave him problems. Did you notice once he fouled out, Mr. Lillard was able to do his thing. He was able to jug, as the young people would say. He was jugging.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I think that we really need to look at that key. That's a key matchup. You know, because Patrick Beverly brings energy to not only the team, but also to the crowd. So he's a very intricate part of that machine out there in Houston. So intrigued about – pardon me?
Is he a fan favorite?
Oh, he's a street fan favorite. he's what you call a Drake – started from the bottom, now we're here. That's
definitely
Patrick Beverly.
He needed everything.
So you got to give him his props, and that's what he brings to the table, what Houston needs. Some of that griminess and some of that playeristic things that he does. He gets offensive rebounds, which creates more shots, plays defense. You know, so he does a lot for that team. He needs to be on the floor. The next game I want to talk about, the Wizards. They also, for a lot of first-time guys in the playoffs, they stole one in Chicago. Is Chicago in trouble?
No, because, you know, Chicago also had a chance to win. Defense just didn't keep up. And I want to give a big shout-out to Joakim Noah, who's noted to win the Defensive Player of the Year for this 2014 season in the NBA. So big ups to Joakim Noah for, you know, doing what he had to do, secure that middle. You know, Butler had a great game. Jimmy Butler, wow, what a way to step up, Jimmy. But, you know, El Boogie, when it's the playoffs, it's kind of hard to keep it all going, man. But I'm going to say this. If Nene, if Nene can keep playing the way he playing, And keep, because you know John Wall is pretty consistent. First time he's played all 82 this season, and he looked good out there. He looked fresh for his first time in a playoff game. So give it up for Washington. Just coming in, you know, taking control of the fourth quarter. And Nene was the biggest difference in that game. And, you know, that's the matchup you need to watch right there. Joakim Noah versus your boy Nene. That's a good one. And it was exciting, El Boogie. But, you know, don't panic. Chicago won game. They'll even home court up on game two.
News flash. And I want you to go back to when they started playing this game. And I understand that defense wins championships. But what's the object of the game, T-Ro? To put the ball in the what?
You got to put the ball in the hole.
So they have a problem with putting the ball in the hole. Chicago, that is. They can play all the defense they want, but somewhere or another, you still have to score the pilfer. And right now, they're having problems doing it. So I'm concerned. Very bad matchup at the point guard position. They have no one to control John Wall, or do they have anyone when Kurt Heinrich comes in, he can't control Andre Miller. It's Miller time when he gets in the game.
That's
and he's a veteran.
Right there, lady.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how that series pans out, too. Watch out for the Wizards winning that one. Watch out. Let's talk about another team before we go to the break that won on the road. And we said this was going to happen. And before the game, the general manager for the Toronto Raptors to the crowd that was outside of the arena. They couldn't get in because it was sold out. And, Ro, do you recall what that young man said? He said, F Brooklyn. And guess what the truth did to them? The truth shall set you free.
Like Doc
That's
Rivers
what
said.
The money.
Doc
What's
Rivers
Doc
said
Rivers
about
say,
the truth. He said about the truth, man. He's the slowest dude in the league, but he kill you quick.
Man, the slowest dude in the league, but he's cat quick.
He'll
score
kill you
9
quick.
Points. Late in the fourth quarter.
Four for four shot 100% in the last 7 minutes of the game, scored all his, you know, most of his points, 9 points during that run, and look what happened. It's all about the truth. KG didn't really have the points, but, you know, the energy, his presence on the floor, look what happened.
Now let me ask you this, L Boogie.
Because of what the general manager said for the Toronto Raptors, do you think that played a true factor of what happened in the outcome of the game of Brooklyn getting that win? Because, you know, those guys were on the court warming up before he said that. So, I mean, do you think that played an impact on how Brooklyn was able to, you know, come out with the win out there in Toronto?
I just think that it was just experience. I don't think it was any billboard material or anything like that. I just think it was experience and great coaching job by Jason Kidd. That's just what I think. Are they talented, more talented than Brooklyn? Man for man, probably yes, because of youth. But experience, it's the best teacher. Sometimes it works. Because I tell you this, I'm not going to reveal my age, but I'm up in age. And I can't move around that well with one bad wheel. And I can compete
with 25-year-olds. And why? Because of my mental edge. I am not better than those guys. But mentally, I can compete. So I think that's what the Nets have over Toronto at this point. It might go six. It might. I'm giving Toronto one game.
You give them two if it goes six.
I'm going to give them game two, but I just don't see them it going seven games, no more than six, in favor of the Nets. Unless the Nets get old in 3 days. And if you notice, they have a lot of games in between during this first round. So it's beneficial for the Nets.
Is it better for the Brooklyn Nets to travel home from Toronto instead of spending 3 days out there and, you know, trying to, you know, get comfortable with the environment out there? Or do they go home and just kick back and, you know, get into that comfort zone? So, you know, because, you know, it's only 45 minutes from New York to Toronto on a plane. You know what I mean?
If I'm in the front office of Brooklyn, I'm going home. I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to hear the press clippings, all those things about Toronto more than I have to. I would fly out. I would have flew out right after the game. It was the early game. I would have flew out, got home, let my guys sleep in their own beds, went to work as far as getting ready, and got back to Toronto the day before the game.
There you go. Day of the game. Hell, we can leave. We can leave early morning if the game started 7 o'clock. Get on that 7 o'clock flight.
Only thing is with that, we're dealing with older guys. You want them to get there and get a little warmed up. We can't play it like it's AAU with guys Kevin Durant and Paul Pierce and, you know, Sean Livingston. He's coming back from a devastating knee injury. So I would come back the day before and let them get their legs up under them, and then we're ready to play. Because it won't be another advantage like this. It won't be another advantage like this in the second or third round because they play every other day when the semis and the final conference comes around. Because I know you're spending the money.
Yeah. Let's go to a commercial, bro.
When we come back from the commercial, T-Row, he going to give us a street sweep on these National Hockey League playoffs. Man, we're going to get into the asylum, ask a couple questions. What you feel about these NBA playoffs? It's the streets, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go, bro.
One night, two shows, there's two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Niggas start hating who's holding you down. All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad bitch want me, give me head like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pockets so swole, eyes stiff in a bus. Ace in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, codeine pouring up. Smoking on some dope. On the floor. 20 years in, niggas call me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Stealing the game while you niggas riding home. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I stop my morning off a zip and a double cup. Hating ass niggas got behind me. Balls are hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got show out. Every time I go out.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't shit. Well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Poppin' Zannies, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me bang and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky. That's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young ass player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out, you know I got to show out.
Some bad bitches with me. Say they like Rihanna, love Whitney. She say, how many bottles do you want? I told her 50. She said anything. Yeah, bitch, a kidney. Every time I go out, you know I bring that dough out. Vanessa's on the millie. It looking like a blowout. 100 bitches with me. Look like I left the whole house. 100 racks with me. Look like I left the blowout. Now we popping bottles. They came with the sparkles. Got my niggas with me. They came with them yappers. Got a few ratchets. Even a couple models. 20 car caravan. I bet they gon' follow.
Everybody competing in the playoffs. We need you to show out. That's what we need you to do. All these guys getting hit by the sniper all of a sudden. We got Al Jefferson. He done hurt his plantar fasciitis. It don't look good for Charlotte. Already didn't look good, but after that, they really in trouble. Couple more paychecks. And your Maverick. Oh! Vince Carter, quit collecting checks! I'm telling you, you guys collected checks. Yeah, I said it. Put a suit on and coach. I'm going to start calling these guys my all Juwan Howard team. He needs to just be coaching. Did you see him? Do you think OKC is going to sweep Memphis? They remind me of the Bulls. No offense.
Man, I don't even want to talk to you, man. Why you being so disrespectful about my boys, man? You know, it's a good thing I had to be in the gym yesterday, because if I'd have seen that, it would have been ugly. I would have been pissed off. Good thing I got to see the highlights. Because if I'd have saw the extra game of that Dallas-San Antonio, yeah, I probably would have broke something in the house there, old boogie. Something would have got thrown down, and it probably would have been a remote or a phone. Something big. Miss Carter, come on, player. You got to come on with your A-game now, man. I know you old. You're tiptoeing down the court. You surprise us every now and again with a room room. But I'm just saying, man. Vince, man, do yourself a favor, man. Serve yourself next time you're feeling soft. Don't do us like that, man. We on a mission. We can beat the other Texas team. I don't need to say their name because I don't like that team. Come on, Dallas. Don't be afraid to win. We already struggling with a football team. Damn it, don't let it be a basketball team, too. What is going on? But there ain't going to be no sweeping around here, El Boogie. Only sweep that's going to be is Miami against Charlotte. I don't even see them winning one. They can't even get lucky. The rest of these games go down to the wire like we know. And that's why we love the NBA playoffs. right after the NCAA tournament. Woo! Be the sweat up around here.
Yeah, it's going to be crucial. We're going to see who becomes superstars and who's going to become no stars. Because there's a lot of guys that's on the hot seat, and we're not talking about coaches as far as being, you know, a superstar in the streets. And remember when you said Matt Barnes is the muscle for the L.A. Clippers?
Yeah, I said it.
Do you recall, remember, he tried to come to Blake Griffin's defense, and he said, I'm tired of coming to these guys' defense, and I have no one there standing there with me, and I'm paying these fines by myself. So I don't know if he's going to be the enforcer in this series.
Hell, but you know, when you start feeling some type of way, man, you know, you're trying to get these boys to, you know, accept you for who you are. You know, Matt Barnes ain't really no bully, but he'll come in and make sure that nobody, you know, take advantage of one of his boys. You know what I mean? And if you, come on, man, you know, Blake is already soft as hell trying to get his, you know, little bone up the par with getting a little streak of meanness. But, I mean, yeah, man, I'm right there with you, Matt Barney. I wouldn't pay them fines neither, man. I'd start charging them at least $2,500. They got to put $2,500 down, man, if you want me to, you know, back you up, man, because I can't be paying these fines by myself, man. I got to pay for a couple more tattoos around the neck, you know what I mean?
So I ask you this. San Antonio, will they sweep your Mavericks?
It ain't going to be no sweeping. I already told you where the sweep's going to be at. See, you trying to get me off a game this evening, man. That's why we going to this side. I ain't about to play with you this evening, man. Act like Skip Bayless up around here.
Jeez.
Don't get me excited tonight, man. Let's go take it to this side, man, because I can't take it no more, man. We'll get to the other games later, because Miami ain't nothing. We know what's going to happen there. You know what I mean? We'll talk about OKC and Memphis because they on right now. So you know what it is. Yo, D-Mac, you all with the streets, baby. What's happening, man?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this evening, man?
Man, we just hanging out, man, and this boy done bumped his head on a rock trying to get me excited tonight.
Well, you know that's what El Boogie do, man. He been doing that lately.
I tell you this.
Yes,
Mavericks,
sir.
They might be going home early.
You talk about sweet stats. There ain't going to be no sweet. At least give us one. Don't be disrespecting the Mavericks like that. We got millions over there.
The only way you will win a game. I'm listening, D-Mac.
Man, I don't see nobody getting swept, man. At the end of the day, it's still about money, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's everybody gonna win at least one game. The Bobcats, the Mavericks. You heard it here first. Everybody gonna win at least one game. It's still about money at the end of the day.
Appreciate it, D-Mac. At least giving us one. This dude talk about they gonna bring out the brooms on us.
Hey, they should have won every game, though, T. They had
man.
The game in hand, man. Then they fell off, man. They let them hit a, you know, make their run.
What?
Timmy, Tony Parker, and it was all downhill.
It's the reason why they're number seven.
They're not number
it's
seven.
It's the reason
Memphis
why these teams
seven.
Are under 500.
Way above 500.
So,
what you talking about?
I'm talking about the Bobcats as well. So let's not give these teams credit just because they're in the playoffs. They are what they are. They always
exactly.
Be games like that.
They,
that's
they
why they're in the seventh spot.
But they're going to win one game. That's all I'm saying.
Give us your,
Give us your summary of the playoffs so far after the weekend, sir.
Hey, well, didn't I tell y'all Friday when you was asking who was the Cinderella teams? I told y'all Golden State Warriors is my Cinderella team, man. You know what I'm saying? I hear you knocking on my boy Jamal Crawford and Blake and them, and I take my hat off to you, though, L Boogie, because you holding CP3 responsible. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. That's your point guard, and that's what you do. You continue to hold that dude responsible, and we're going to continue to get in his butt, just like everybody be getting in Melo's butt. But that's the Cinderella team. Atlanta, man, they came out on fire, man. They shocked me, man. I mean, I didn't see that happening with Indy, man. I did not see that at all. That Portland-Houston series, man, that's going to be a good series, man. They did. They went. They started following your boy Dwight Howard, man. And long as he in the game, hey, that's what's gonna happen. The Bobcats, man, D Wade and LeBron James, man, them dudes played big, man. Another thing I said Friday when you asked me about one of my sleepers, I told you about Paul Pierce, the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't having a good game, but like you said earlier, L Boogie, hey, man, when it came down to crunch time and, you know, hitting big buckets and taking over the game, he did his thing. Kevin Garnett hit a couple big shots, couple rebounds, man. So, you know, them dudes did their thing up there in Toronto, man.
How many games you give it to Toronto? You think Brooklyn go take them out early, like five, or you think Toronto can take this game?
I don't think so. They pulled that game out the other day, but they looked it old, man. You know what I'm saying? I need Darren Williams, man, to step his game up. You know what I'm saying? That dude, Sean Leviston or whatever, he doing his thing, man. Darren Williams got to play a little bit better, man. Kevin Garnett, I need him to play a little bit better. But, no, man, I think that could go to a game six or a game seven. You know what I'm saying? They didn't beat them convincingly enough for me to, you know, to think Toronto is out of it, man. You know, some of those players that L Boogie was talking about when I was saying who the hell is on Toronto, hey, I was watching those guys, the Laurie and the Ross and them, man, and them dudes, man, they definitely was making some noise and playing big. So, man, this could go game six to game seven. Yes, sir, and him too. So this can go to game six, game seven, you know. I think they're going to go in Brooklyn and definitely steal a game.
True. Indiana in trouble, bro. Talk to me, D-Mac. Indiana got problems, but we shouldn't be tripping off game one.
No, let's not trip off of game one. But if they lose game two, oh, man, it's looking bad, man. But we already said it. Everybody else said it. The streets is talking, man. The last 2 months of the season, man, Indiana fell apart, man. You know what I'm saying? Larry Bird didn't come down and talk to them guys or something, man. And we all already know, man, that, you know, there's nobody stopping Miami. That was the only hope that we had in Cleveland or wherever to, you know, somebody to stop LeBron James from winning three in a row, man. And I don't see it happening. And I'm not worried, but only team I see, I mean, even the looks of Brooklyn against Toronto, man, and watching Miami, I mean, I know like L Boogie said, it's the Bobcats. But, man, with D-Wade and LeBron James all on cylinders, man, it's going to take somebody from the West, man, to dethrone them guys. Nobody in the East I can see even giving them close to a run of their money. We thought maybe Chicago, but, hey, I'm with L Boogie, man. Chicago might get upset by the Wizards, man. They don't have an answer for Andre Miller and John Wall and them guys, man.
Was Nene the difference of that first game?
Oh, man, he was balling, man, but he's not going to do that every game. I heard you say he needs to do that all the time. He's not going to do that every game. You know, Joakim Noah, you know, congratulations. He received the Defensive Player that he got today. So he going to step his game up, you know what I'm saying? That's another game that's probably going to go 6-7 games. It's a toss-up. It's definitely a toss-up. I got a question for you, L. Boogie. Are you upset with the firing of Mike Woodson, or you knew this was coming?
I knew it was coming. No, disrespect to Mike Dubb. He's just a casualty of war. When you bring in a new guy, you clear house, you can bring in your guys. And that's just how the business how it is as a coach, and I know how that feeling is. So
you guys,
you
want
that.
Anything yet on your side, or who are they looking at hiring?
Well,
have y'all heard anything? I haven't heard nothing on my side.
Steve Kerr is going to be the next coach of the New York Knicks. Steve Kerr.
Speculation.
Get it to you,
man. But I tell you this.
I don't know about
I'm not enthused. And listen to this. When you look at a guy's track record.
Carmelo not going to stay there, man. Carmelo's out. He's going to Chicago.
Well, the grass isn't greener always on the other side. You can go to Chicago, but what difference is that going to make? We don't know if Derrick Rose is going to be Derrick Rose. Jimmy Butler is no better than Amari Shepard or whatever. I mean, let's be honest. So we're one player away. Chicago's one player away. Look at both teams. Oh, you go to Chicago, you win it all. Look at their team. They don't have a bench. They can't score. My man Taj Gibson, he's okay. He's solid coming off the bench. And they have the bench. Mr. Boozer in the fourth quarter. He's been benched 75 out of 82 games in the fourth.
Rose can come back healthy, L. Boogie, and you got Melo. I mean, I'm looking at that now, man. I mean,
do you want to take that chance
with the Bad Boys, man, and looking back on Chicago and them, man, you have to have at least two all-star players, at least two superstar players, and I agree with you. A nice little bit, and everybody know their role. The Detroit Pistons had it, San Antonio had it, Chicago had it. All those teams that win can play defense and have role players that come in and play. And that's why, me personally, I don't think that Miami Heat can win again, because Miami Heat does not have a bench. They don't have a bench. Lewis Cole, the only person coming off the bench, Ray Allen here and there. Man, I don't think they have a bench, man. OKC, they have a bench. San Antonio, they have a bench. Those teams in the West, Golden State, has a bench. You know what I'm saying? And if we're going to be worried about anybody, you let the Clippers lose tonight. You let them lose tonight. Watch out for Golden State. Watch out for Golden State. Steph Curry.
The Splash, brother.
Let me ask you this. Splash Brothers going up against Lob City and Chris Paul. Do you think that Chris Paul will be more on the hot seat more than ever, being that he's another Tracy McGrady not winning and getting out of the, you know, advancing far in the playoffs?
Yeah, Chris Paul is a good point guard, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a good point guard, you know, him and the Tony Parkers. But, of course, he's going to be on the hot seat, man. Of course he's going to be on the hot seat because he's a leader, man. He holds himself to a high standard, and the media and them hold him to a high standard. You know what I'm saying? You got Doc Rivers. The thing with the Clippers, to me, man, they got all these old-ass players, man. You know what I'm saying? They got dudes that's, like, really on their way out. You know what I'm saying? What youth do they really have on their team? You know what I'm saying? But,
right. And
you look at Golden State, man, they young. They hungry. You know what I'm saying? The Clippers, made some noise the last 2 years. You best believe they don't make no noise this year. Man, they going back to the bottom of the barrel, man. And you know the Lakers is back on top, man.
Let me ask you, switching gears. I heard you talking about ATL in Indiana. Should Frank Vogel remove Roy Hibbert from the lineup and go small to combat what Atlanta is doing with their lineup?
I mean, I heard that on the tube somewhere else today, man. And man, you talking about taking a seven two player off the lineup? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that. They didn't get to where they got it this year with him on the bench. You know what I'm saying? He need to dig down deep and grab a pair and start balling. You know what I'm saying? And act like he's 7'2" and stop acting like he's 6'2" or 5'2". He needs to go out there and play hard, protect that lane. You know what I'm saying? Switch their little defense up, man. Indiana Zoos, man, they're breaking that team up. They're breaking them up, man. The coach going to be gone, I hate to say it. He's another one that's going to be on the hot seat. Not his fault. They shouldn't have got rid of Danny Granger. You know what I'm saying? They should have kept him, veteran. But, you know, they got rid of him. They went and got Bynum. Where the hell is he at? Is we going to even see him this series? I doubt it. No. But I would take him out the lineup, Air Boogie. I would. But I thought the purpose of getting Andrew Bynum was to have these twin towers, the Elijah Wan and the Ralph Sampson. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Where is it?
And the biggest thing with Indiana that I thought even last year,
man, you know what I'm saying? I lost a stack because of them bums, man. Dude, they need a point guard. George Hill is not a point guard, man. You know what I'm saying? They need a point guard. They need a veteran like Andre Miller. They need a Ramon Sessions. Or somebody, man. They don't have a point guard, somebody to run a team. You don't need no superstar point guard, but they need, I mean, an all-star point guard, but they need a star point guard, which they just do not have.
Wow. So you think they should break the team up if they lose in the first round?
Oh, they is going to break it up. I think Lance Stevenson, I'm sure word on the street, he playing for a contract. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, right? He's going to want some money. He done balled out the last several years. Everybody know he got heart. Everybody know he tough, and that's like what the league looking for now. You know what I'm saying? That dude that's going to dive out of bounds, that dude that's going to, you know, play tough. It seems like they also looking for that.
They'll give them that half of that Danny Granger money. You know what I mean?
And your boy Paul George, man, he went 6'18", 6'17". Man, he ain't about to do that again. I mean, he need to step his game up while he want to be LeBron James and this and that. That dude need to step his game up, man. You can't be in the playoffs shooting 6'17".
Well, I tell you this, and I say this, and I'm looking at him. His nickname for me right now is Cadillac, because he's Cadillacing it. You know, he's so smooth.
You can't Cadillac him in the playoffs, El Boogie.
I know. That's what I'm getting to. He needs to step it up, stop holding the ball. Him and Lance, I think they're just holding the ball, trying to press too much. If they just play cerebral basketball and let it just come to them, then, you know what I mean, it'd be okay. But
that's what the head coach got to get in their head. That's where the head coach come in at.
Right, and it's about that time. And, you know, a lot of you guys were giving, you know what I mean, Mr. Thibodeau, all the accolades of being the coach and this and that. But the players got to play. And I keep seeing in every huddle, Mark Jackson, Kevin McHale, you know what they said? Do your assignment. You can draw it up. It's about guys being mentally strong and completing the play with their talent. That's what it all boils down to in the playoffs. Because you see each other, this is not 82. You fly by night.
It is what you told me. It's about buckets. It's all about buckets, man.
It's all
about
buckets.
You know what it is.
You got to get it in the hole. T-Back, who
yes,
you got
sir.
To win it all? Who you got to win it all? Last question. We got to ride.
I'm going with OKC, fellas. I'm going to ride with them dudes to the end, man. The MVP, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, I think them dudes gonna get over the top, man, and, you know, they going to win one, man. That's what I'm rolling with, OKC. If not OKC, my second team is the Golden State Warriors.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to change that in about a week, so, we you know, we'll keep that one at 50% for you, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey, I love y'all, man. Friday, man.
You
oh,
know what it is. Yeah,
Friday, no doubt.
Make sure you definitely hit us on Friday, D-Mac. That's our big brother, D-Mac. Hell, Boogie, hit it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt.
Yo, L Boogie, yo. We got two people that we got to bring in before we go to the commercial. And the first one, you know, well, he was giving me an earful because he said we want to talk about his Hawk. You know what I mean? And, man, thanks to him, man. It's all about Ustream and Global Network One, man. We got the big brother who controlling the, you know, the gear ship all the way down the road. Yo, big brother AJ, welcome to the streets, man. You on live with your boy T-Roy and L Boogie. What would you say,
man?
We talking about the Hawks enough for you, man?
Listen here, man. I've been listening to that radio all day, ESPN all day. All I hear about is Indiana. Nothing about my doggone birds, man. What's wrong with y'all not talking about my birds, man? Is anybody hating on my birds? Are y'all hating on my birds?
We get Hey, listen.
I'm going to say this. Indiana cannot match up with the Hawks. No matter how people look at the Hawks, Indiana cannot match up with these guys man for man. Now, with that being said, if we can make it through that second round and get to Miami, Miami can't even match up with the Hawks.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. AJ, let me ask you this. What's in your cup, player? You got that Smirnoff in your cup, or you drinking that Yak tonight? Come on, man.
Man, ain't no
he, he's drinking
that. Listen here,
he's singing
man.
that old song, Reaching Upon a Star. He reaching, man.
Reggie Miller couldn't do it. What make you think George going to do it?
Oh. AJ. I know Jeff Teague is a great, you know, turning into a nice little point guard, you know what I mean? You got Millsap down there on the block. But, man, hold up, man. Hold up. Yeah, Roy Hibbert ain't going to be the poor old backyard Roy Hibbert. He got to come from out of the backyard sometimes.
Now, keep in mind now, I like Indiana. Don't get me wrong. I like Indiana. I like the team. I like the coach. I even like the setup. But when it comes to that A, when it's stamped on your chest now, that's what we do. We come to your town, we let you know who we are, and we bring it on back to the house. I'm trying to tell you what we're going to do now this year. I'm trying to tell you, man. Don't sleep on. You're sleeping on Golden State, and you're sleeping on them Hawks. Everybody's sleeping on Golden State and them Hawks.
Let me ask you this, AJ. Besides that game, besides your Hawks, I'm gonna give you credit. It's kind of a bad matchup for Indiana. If Vogel make the right adjustments, I think he can be done. If you slide some guys down, move Eric Turner into the star lineup, move David West to the five to play. Mill said, but hey, who am I? But besides that,
you know what?
besides that matchup, what intriguing series has you? What other series are you looking at that you like?
You know what? I like OKC. I really want OKC to win it all, to be honest with you. Even though my Hawks might meet them in the championship, and don't laugh. Don't laugh at me now. Don't laugh at me now when I say that. But I like OKC, man. I like Westbrook. I like the fire that he has, you know. And he since he's came off his injury, the dude is off the chain. Much better, much better than he was a couple of years ago, in my opinion. So I think OKC. You know the Lakers are done. The Clippers, they're just a highlight right now. They're just a highlight reel. they're going to get to the top, and then they're going to fold like as usual. Now, with all that being said, do not sleep on Golden State and my San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs now, they, you know, they're veterans. So, and they were there last year, and they pissed off about that from last year. So, that being said, with OKC, I like OKC. Don't sleep on the Golden State Warriors. Don't sleep on my Hawks. Indiana, y'all be step up, man. If Indiana don't step up, we're going to push them out the way and be looking for Miami, because Miami cannot match up with the Hawks. We are an awkward team. We're an awkward team to match up with, by far, period.
AJ, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to bust your bubble. Everybody can match up with Miami except LeBron James. There's no one on the planet that can match up with LeBron. You tell me one guy on your team who can guard LeBron.
And that's what I like. Michael Jordan was in the league for 9 years before he had a championship. But he had 2-3 MVPs. He had Defensive Player of the Year. He had a whole nine, but he did not have a ring until he got other people with him. He could not win it by himself. Magic Johnson. I keep going on and on. None of these cats can win it by themselves. Charles Barkley tried it, couldn't do it. Ewan tried it, couldn't do it. David Robinson did it, tried it, and did it. So I can go way back, man, to the single people that LeBron James.
Wait. David Robinson had a fresh rookie by the name
Tim
of
Duncan.
David
he didn't do
himself.
It by himself.
He was by himself now. When David Robinson,
you
got
saying when he? Oh, you saying he wasn't
he was by himself.
When he was by himself? He
oh,
wasn't
okay.
doing it.
Okay. You're
yeah,
right.
It took
you're
other
right.
people to help him do it. It took other people to help him do it. LeBron
right.
can't win no championship by himself. It's gonna take Boston. Matter of fact, it's gonna take their bench. It's gonna take Miami's bench to really come up and step up for them to win a championship, dog. That first five, yeah, they cool. But, dude, it ain't going to take them. It's going to take their bench, man. Trust me, I
right.
look at this basketball, man.
Hey, did you see the way Josh McRoberts talked on the Birdman the other night? Woo-wee!
Yeah, what I'm trying to tell you, they soft as tissue. Miami soft as tissue. Trust me now, Bosch been soft, but the dude can play. He's just soft as tissue. Trust me on that. And they're underestimating the heart of a lion, the heart of a tiger, which is Hawks. We don't bow down to nobody. We're tired of, you know, people saying, they're going to win. They're just going to go to the second round. We're tired of that, man. And we showed that last night. We don't care about Indiana. We don't care about Miami, Chicago, none of these cats, man. We whooping them all. We beat them all down by 10, by 15, by 20. We beating them all down. We flying across their yards, man, and dropping eggs on them, man. I'm telling you what these Hawks doing, man. ATL for life.
Yeah. Hey, first things first. You got to get through those Pacers.
Hold on, bro. Hey, AJ, I'm going to Skype you.
I already won some money now. I already won
I'm
this couple
Skype
hundred
you.
Off this first game.
I'm going to Skype you, and I'm going to say, look at their faces. When you go, when you get put out the second round, I'm going to make sure I Skype you so I can see that. Man, we love you being on the show, man.
Hey, that's
I'm
big brother,
man.
AJ.
Y'all got to pick up, man, but I'm just saying, don't sleep on my Hawks, man. I appreciate y'all guys, man. Y'all doing good.
Man, we got you. Appreciate it, AJ.
Shout out to
L Boogie, hit it with what you got to hit it with. Hold on, AJ, don't go too far. Hit it with it, L Boogie.
AJ, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I love it what he said, big brother AJ. Appreciate you being here. L Boogie, we got another first time caller calling in, man, and you know. Straight West Coast of it for real. You know what I mean? Yo, welcome to the streets, man. You on live with your boy L Boogie and T-Row. Yo, who is this on the line?
What's up? This is T-Miller.
T-Miller, what's up with you, baby?
This ain't West Coast. This is 216 original. What's good, fam?
No question.
Oh, man. Hey, for all the fans that don't know, this is a great friend of mine, Tony Miller, St. Joseph graduate, Villa Angela St. Joseph graduate, went on to graduate from Marquette, has records with the NCAA most assists. Man, we appreciate you and you blessing us the show tonight, Coach Miller, and also an assistant coach at the University of Southern California. So what's going on, T-Mill? How you doing, sir?
I'm good, fam. Good, man. Good to hear from you, bro.
Now,
you had to check in, see what's happening.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you this, T-Mill. You're a coach.
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching the playoffs over the weekend. Give me your take on them. What you take from it so far?
I think the West is standing up to be what it's supposed to be, which is going to be competitive all the way around. And it's a lot of great matchups. And as you saw in the beginning, it started off with a lot of upsets at home. The East, that's the one that's kind of shaking up everything. Everybody thought the East was going to be very predictable, and it was going to come down to just Miami and Indiana. But it looked like, you know, some guys trying to step up and show that it's going to be more than that. But it shows, you know, you can't finish the season on cruise control in the NBA. It's all about, you know, being in that certain rhythm, playing right, got your system together, and your main guys playing right, and your role players knowing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it shows with Indiana. Indiana was struggling coming into the playoffs, and they was hoping that a new scene, I guess, would get them new energy, but at the end of the day, they're still stuck in the same mud.
Exactly.
So do you give the Wizards, do you give my, the Clippers, I mean, I'm sorry, like the Warriors, the guys who won on the road, Portland, do you give them guys a chance?
No, I give them a chance, especially out West, because out West is pretty much even. I mean, you take the seventh, eighth place teams out West, you put them in the East, they're in like second or third place. So, I mean, what happened in the West is kind of expected. I mean, we didn't expect it with the Clippers just because of how it looks, but Golden State showed last year that if you don't come to play, they're going to be in the game because they make shots. Playoffs or not, they make jump shots. And normally you don't see that in the playoffs. In the NBA, but they make jump shots. And then as far as on the East side, you know, you got to give them a shot because, you know, a lot of those teams really went, you know, was up and down. Brooklyn just got going. I think Brooklyn do good because they got a veteran team and they know how to handle coming off a loss. They ain't going to take it too big. They're going to regroup and do what they need to do. But at the end of the day, they are older teams, so they can't get behind and have to put pressure on the gas too much. So they got to stay right where it's at. Indiana, just for the fact of how Indiana came into the playoffs, they really need this win because they're going to start doubting themselves. And then, you know, you got a lot of people over there questioning, are we doing the right thing? Do we got the right lineup? So it's a lot of things that are going to show in these next two games. They're going to prove how the NBA playoffs are going to shape up.
Woo!
Now, Coach Miller, this your boy T-Row, man.
What's good?
I got a question. Hey, man, you know, first of all, congratulations on being the coach down there in that good weather state. You know what I'm saying? Good thing y'all survived the earthquake two weeks ago, you know.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. The way that Indiana came into the playoffs, does game one really matter? I mean, do they have can they get it together, in other words, to make that run at what we all thought, you know, what was going to be Indiana-Miami finals again?
Man, I think it really matters because I think what everybody don't understand is that, you know, a lot of people take it for granted that, you know, when you get to the finals or you come close, that you're going to get back again naturally. And that's not true. Everybody saw injuries can change the game. Like when OKC, everybody thought they were going to be back the following year, and they had an injury that stopped them. Everybody thought San Antonio was going to make it. You know, things like that get to happen and people don't make it at times because of injuries or whatever. But Indiana needed it because they went through such an up and down year. They was, you know, the hot team earlier talking about they want that first place thing. Then they went away from saying they wanted it. Then they come into the first game. They're struggling already. They're trying to get some fresh energy from that. And then they take a loss. So now they question in their locker room. And you question niggas in that locker room in this type of situation. And to be honest, hell, you know, as an athlete, the easiest game to play is on the road, so because them fans against you, so you bond together. When you at home, them the hardest games because everybody expecting you to do something. You got to give out them tickets. Everybody want tickets. You there. So they got more pressure on them now than they did if they would have won that first one. So they lose this one.
Especially if you play for the Cavs or the Browns.
Yeah, so you know it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how, we know how it is back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they gonna,
is this,
it's going to be interesting.
Is this the year of Kevin Durant, MVP, and winning the finals, coach?
He need Westbrook to get all the way through healthy. It's still yet to be seen how he really going to get through a couple of playoff series because he been in and out the lineup. You know, do they really got that rhythm as far as to, like, how they was playing when he was there? Because, you know, the role that Durant took on, you know, he took on one of them Michael Jordan roles where he was doing his own thing. So, you know, they always had times where they clash as far as to who going to take the shot and who won't. Maybe that injury would make Westbrook fall back and let Durant do his thing and he played Scottie Pippen, and that would help him. So I think it could be, but it's hard to be determined because they got a couple people out the West. Portland got a good squad if they get past Houston, and Portland matches up well with them because they got people that can score and they got low post people. The problem OKC has, they can't get too many buckets in the paint unless you get paint touches from their guards. They ain't got nobody to throw it to slow the game down. And that's the problem
right.
they had when they played against Miami. They can't slow the game down. When you get up, you got to slow the game down and get fouls. KG, as good as KD is, he a jump shooter. Who they going to go to slow the game down and get a foul?
Right. Let me ask you this, Coach. Let me ask you this. Since you West Coasting it, that Golden State L.A. Clippers, I mean, I know you're closer to the Southern Cal, but there's a Northern Cal out there that's really trying to make some noise again this year. Who you rolling with between Golden State and the Clippers?
That's a tough one, man, because funny thing I say is you don't think the Clippers can get it done, but when you watch Golden State, they have a team that's been there for the past couple of years, and they know the way they go about scoring, and they know the way they go about defending. It's still yet to be determined with the Clippers because Doc Rivers is a great coach. He had Marquette alum, so I'm going to give him even more props. But the whole thing is this. The Clippers are still trying to find out who's going to be who. You know, they got a new bench. Who's going to be that guy? Who's going to be their post guy off the bench? Who's going to be their they perimeter guy, you know what I'm saying? They got J.J. Redick back, but, you know, how that's going to flow? Is Crawford going to find his role where he can come off and score? But in the day, what the thing is this, though, they got to get stops. And if you don't get stops against Golden State, you're in trouble.
Right.
But that's another problem, though. That's the whole thing with the Clippers is this. Same thing that OKC has. When the game slow down, as we know in the playoffs, it will. Blake Griffin get consistent baskets on that block, or is he just going to do that dribble left in the middle and jump around and shoot and turn around
and throw it off
and
the glass?
Hope he gets fouled and be athletic, and they don't call it. That's the thing. They can't slow the game down, so that puts so much pressure on Chris Paul to create everything. If you watch them in a season, they had Durant. They had it was a little bit more free going. They got Chris Paul off the ball a little bit so he can get free some, but now that slow down, Chris Paul got it a lot, and now we got to go into Blake and see what Blake going to do consistently, and we don't know because that's a good matchup. Lee wasn't playing last year. He matched up well with him, and Jermaine O'Neal is a big factor because he's a veteran. He know how to play low post D, so it's going to be scary. They got to get this one tonight, though. I don't care. They know this is a must win for them tonight.
Right.
And like I said, Coach, as you go further along in the playoffs, the court shrinks.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why I say Blake Griffin is average. Because
exactly.
In the playoffs, all that running derby stuff, no. They take 2 and 3 days to program on the film to stop you. They do specific things for you. So, you know, I'm in agreement with you. That's why I say everybody is always talking about the Clippers. That's regular season. When the playoff time comes, we'll see how good Blake Griffin is.
You know what you're going to get with Mr. Jordan. He's just going to block shots and get rebounds. I mean,
That's a whole other thing. And if you look at the way basketball going in the NBA and just in college in general, they have, quote, unquote, normally it would be DeAndre who would be the post-up guy and Blake would be the pick-and-pop guy, but it's vice versa. Blake is a post-up guy, but DeAndre is not a pick-and-pop guy. So he's going to be down low, be down like short corner, basically below the block. So that means that big can come over and help right away, early help on Blake. So they're going to pack the lane, then they're going to sink that in. So that changes the whole game. They don't have that natural spacing with him in the playoffs. I think, like you said, when they shrink that up, that's even smaller. Because you ain't got to guard him if he step out. And if you watch the game, he don't step out. When Blake did it, he might be at the free throw line, but he's diving. So all they're going to do is the three-second rule. They're going to in, out. They're going to send him one way. They know he's spinning back. Then they're going to come crowding.
What do you think about the Houston and Portland series? Do you think Portland has enough to get to beat Houston?
I think they got enough. The question is, can they guard Houston? That's going to be that series. That series is going to be who can guard who. Because at the end of the day, ain't too many of them trying to stop each other. Because, you know, it's going to be which team can take the three ball away. Whoever team shoot the ball, shoot and get the most threes in that game, is probably going to be the team to win it. Because that's what dictate all their game. If Houston ain't shooting the three ball well, they're not going to win. They're not going to win because I don't know. I can't count on Dwight Howard down the stretch making a bunch of buckets down there either. And another thing is the one luxury I like though with Portland, you can go to Aldridge. I like Aldridge. I think he's a better post player down there consistently than Dwight.
All day long.
So that game gonna be all matchups.
What chances do you give the Nets in the East?
Oh, I give them a good chance, honestly. I give them a good chance just because, like you said, I was listening to you earlier. At the end of the day, it is about that. Know your assignment, do your assignment. And you talking about them vets? You know how it is. We play with these young boys now. We can't beat y'all up and down, but we get y'all. If it's seven up. We going to nine, or we got a chance. We can bring a half-court game. And that's what they're going to do. And they're going to know their role. They're going to know who they're going to. They're going to know how they're getting to it. You know, it ain't going to be no surprises. So
remember what Apollo Creed said on Rocky II on the beat? There is no tomorrow.
You're right.
There is no tomorrow, Rock. So KG and Paul Pierce, they know it. They know the money for them guys.
They know it. Right. It's over. They ain't gonna get too many chances. Matter of fact, this might be their last. This might be their last. And they know it. That's why you think they went in Miami so hard to get them four games. And then I heard earlier what y'all was talking about when my man was on there earlier talking about doing with Indiana. To be honest, I think Indiana got to stay big. The reason why I say that is because you got to be the identity that you are. Why you don't get in the playoffs and switch up? Because at the end of the day, like you said, Bulls, ain't nobody gonna match up with LeBron. So why are you gonna try to flip flop and go match up? Try to stay big, be who you are. Make LeBron maybe get a foul trying to fight with David West or something. But don't shrink up. Y'all can't beat Miami in a small ball game.
No,
because LeBron at the four changes everything. That's why they have problems with Miami. I mean, that's why Miami have problems with the Nets, because Paul Pierce go to the four, and it changes. Because now they already are downsized, and then Miami has to downsize to that, because that takes one of their big guys out of play. You know, when they start that game off, now they're like, okay, because when Miami downsize, they bring in Battier, or they bring in Ray Allen. Okay, who gonna guard Joe Johnson? That's who LeBron normally get.
Right.
But now you got Paul Pierce on a mismatch. The biggest key with Miami is gonna be Wade. Another Marquette grad, by the way. It's going to be Wade. If he ain't healthy, they in trouble. I love Bron. He ain't nobody guard him. But if he ain't healthy, it ain't happening. Not this
it's
year.
Over with.
Man, there you have it. And Tom, happy belated birthday. I saw that on the street, man. I hope you had a great day.
Hey, man, I just want to clear something up. Last year, they changed staff at SC. So I was there last year. I just finished up there my 4 years. Stayed out in L.A. Worked at a Cali school out here with two All-Americans. The kid's going to UConn, and the kid is going to Arizona. We won a D2 state title out here. So just out here doing my thing. Me, Boogs, we go way back. Thurgood Marshall, down the way. Everything like that. Hey, keep doing your thing, man. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of y'all, man. Hey, just me, your pops of mine somewhere smiling, bro.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, no doubt. No doubt. I love you, man. And
love you too, man.
We appreciate you. No doubt, and we appreciate you calling. I'm gonna come see you. We'll be out there for the ESPYs.
Come on out, baby. I got you. All right, 216.
And Tone, tell him what's up, L Boogie.
Don't forget, Tone. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
That we got some LA friends for you. Boys, I got you, baby.
No doubt. Oh,
that
and by the way, he has a state championship ring also from Ohio, and he did go to the Sweet 16 and knocking off Grand Hill and them along the way. So I want to give a shout out to my little brother, man. You know what I mean? So great guy. We about to go to commercial. Hey. It's the street. Marquette grad. Coach at USC, man, assistant. They're going in a different direction. He got some guys going to UConn. You see the type of guy we got, coach. We got mentors on the show. It's the streets, baby. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
To the gardens and up the block, to the jungles where the cops don't take no chance to stop. We smoking weed all day, from Compton to the Bay. Man, we out here trying to function on the way to PA. Loaded off the throw, we got the city of angels with no limit on the dough. And the streets is like a nigga style Compton flow. And y'all can't tell me shit's the motto everywhere I go. Man, you got to love the West Coast where the cheap still strap. In the broad still set up, doodles get niggas jacked. I'm having blurry visions of green from County Stack. OG on some D's in a brand new lap. Now imagine that, I'm buck 50 on the freeway, keep my money on ball. Got the cougar ass and mama want me to bust out some straws. And when I get done, ching ching, pockets on stroll like the Incredible Hulk. Stick them deep, put them sleeping back to the streets. What my thugs he need, hustle all day and get no time to sleep. As I see walk to the beat, whistling sing. Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Don't even try.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Not at all.
I'm grown. Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Yeah. Money long.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Get yours. I'm getting mine. Watch out, though.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch. Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Nigga, shit.
City. Ain't no women like West Coast women. It ain't no living like West
West Coast living, number hustling and ballers, Beamers and Benzes, and Chevys that's listed. Late nights on Hollywood, got me posing for pictures. Got Hunter on the curb, trying to hold in his mixtures. Weed wax and shrooms, got my niggas tripping out on everything that moves. I'm high as a mountain peak, falling asleep while I'm getting tattooed at my favorite shop. And need a wax on my bench, so I hit the hot spot. On my way to Universal, got my wife on my side. It's our first time, so we gon' get on every ride. After LA, it's to the IE to see my boys from Riverside. After traveling to get a couple of pills, then hop back on my IT and see for the band. Trying to make it home, to start shit up, to shut shit down. Keep the ounces on the local, peas and pounds. If we make it rain, we gon' cause a major flood and make the whole town drown.
Man, it's the streets, and we always talking with a hip-hop twist. Hey, yo, T-Mill. Man, shouts out to you from Heaven O, OG, a.k.a. Gomez, a.k.a. Sharky, man. So he told me to fly that kite to you. He'll be giving you a call. Then he can put, you know what I'm saying, you get on the sports officials. And we also on Global Network One. And we coming to them live down in Covington, Georgia, 87.9 WERE. I want to give a shout out, you know what I mean, to my homegirl, you know what I mean, Tomorrow, you know, for giving me the opportunity to write a sports editorial, man, and there's no strings attached. You know what I mean, magazine, and you can also get with it on the internet, nostringsattached.com. Oh, we doing it big. Yo, Ro, can you give us a street sweep, man? What's going on, man, in these other sports, man? What's happening?
Yo, man, street sweeping. You know what it is. We had some fights on Saturday. I mean some real boxing matches, you know, preparing us for May 3rd. I can't wait for May 3rd. Woo-wee! For those that don't know, that's Money Mayweather. You know, fight Miranda. Get your money right. Get your $74.99 ready because I'm coming through pulling a kick, though. I need to get in there and watch the fight. But we had that dude, like I told you earlier, good old Bernard. B-Hop, the executioner, at 49 years young, this dude go out and win another title, L Boogie. I don't know how he do it, but he just somehow always wins the title, L Boogie. 49 years old, win another light heavyweight title. You know, he fought a Russian. The Russian thought he was cold. Yep, didn't work. Lost in a decision. And guess where they fought at, man? They fought at the D.C. Armory. Now, you can't get no lower than that, dog. That's like fighting at the Salvation Army. He only fought in front of 6,000 people. But he won the belt. You know what I mean? And then in a lower class, now let me ask you this. You remember when your boy Bonner fought Polly Magliani, right? When he told him, yeah, I beat him up and took his girl. Well, Polly last night, or on Saturday night, had a fight against his this up-and-coming rising star in Sean Porter. Yeah, Sean Porter knocked him out. Man, look. The dude got KO'd in the fourth round. Sean Porter, for those that don't know Sean Porter, you better watch it. You look out for that name. He's 24-0-1, 15 knockouts, fresh off knocking Polly's jaw loose. You know what I mean? L Boogie, it was so pretty, man. I wish you could have seen it, dog. Man, pull it up on YouTube and watch how Polly got just his jawbone broke. You know what I'm saying? In this hockey news, man, we got things going on. See, we talk about hockey, too. It just ain't the white people's sport. It just ain't the Canadian sport. It's our sport, too. We got a couple brothers up in now. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh leading Colorado in the series 2-1. Colorado leading Minnesota in the series 2-0. Them St. Louis Blues, they beating up on the champs from last year. That's the Chicago Blackhawks 2-0. Anaheim over Dallas 2-0 with the game being played tonight. Come on, Dallas. Them L.A. Kings, man, they getting beat down by the San Jose Sharks, man. Two love, you know. Minnesota, wow. They're about to close out Tampa Bay Lightning. They up 3-0. Can it be a sweep in NHL? Detroit, Boston, Philly, the New York Rangers, the Philadelphia Flyers, and New York Rangers, they both tied at 1. You know how it go. And in the NFL news, tweet, tweet. Birdie, birdie, I got a little birdie, told me that Terrell Pryor then been acquired by the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Will that make a difference over in Seattle for Terrell? Woo-wee! We got two brothers. We got Russell starting, and then we got Terrell coming off the bench. Better watch your mouth. Woo! That's going to be hot. You know what I mean? I like that one a lot. And then I find this to be very disturbing, L Boogie, on my last piece of street news. Your boy, Rolando McClain, outstanding linebacker from, you know, Alabama, who only put out top dogs, you know what I mean? This dude retiring. He only 24. What? And this ain't the first time he retired. He retired, this the second time. First time with all the arrest and all the dumb shit that he was doing out there in Baltimore. You know, they said, man, we can't deal with you. He came back last year. Man, he can't do it. So it's over for your boy, Rolando. And speaking, you know, the 1 year of the Boston Marathon. Yo, we had an American to win the Boston Marathon for the men. You know, it used to be them Ethiopians. But we had an American. Mel Kavalaziga-Gugala. Congratulations. I know I tortured your last name. You want me to get it right? Watch this. Keith Lezigi. Mayor Keith Lezigi, congratulations. You won the Boston Marathon. First American to win it since 83, L Boogie. You need to sign up, L Boogie. Try to run one of these marathons. You know what I mean?
I know you're joking, right?
Yeah, you need to get your little thin ass out there, man. And you know, get out there. You about to say sign one of the Ethiopians after you get out there and run.
I'm only going to run 94 feet up and down of court. That's it. Or I'm going to walk 100. I'm going to walk 300 yards to the next hole on the golf course. I refuse. I refuse to run a marathon in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm already 180, 175 soaking wet. You want me to melt on the street?
That's what's up. Hey, before we bring in the chef, man, look, big KP for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Just hit a bucket, man. At the end of regulation, man, to tie it up, man, we're going to overtime, dog. Woo! These series getting hot. Let's bring in the chef, player, for the last shut it down. You know what I mean? Yo, chef, man, we hear from you on Friday, man. I hope everything's okay. I know you was back there cooking. You know, one of your cooks called out, so I know you had to double up on cooking and doing what you were doing back there in your mastery. You know what I mean? So what's up with the chef this evening? What's going down, brother?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm listening to y'all, but I'm having a good time. I wish I was a wine figure because I've been drinking me some wine. But since nobody wants to do it, I've been kicking with the streets, man. You feel me?
Man, give us your overview, chef, for the playoffs. Let me know what you feel about the playoffs so far. You saw everybody play over the weekend.
I seen everybody play over the weekend, and I heard a lot of comments, man. You know, I've been listening to a lot of radio because I've just really been chilling. So I'm going to tell you all a lot of views of what I see. Man, I don't know who was the quarter before, not T. Miller. What's the quarter before then?
D-Mac.
Oh, not D-Mac, after him.
Oh, AJ.
AJ, man, listen, man. I don't know if you smoking dope, shooting rhymes, drinking a little bit of Cristal, or the 211's got your mind blown. Listen, man, Atlanta is not that big of a threat without Paul Millsap still. Oh, who? Al Horford? Ain't he still hurt?
Yeah, he in a walking boot.
Yeah, man, he's still hurt.
Is we just being honest? Listen, man, they is not that big of a threat to Miami. The biggest threat to Miami right now is when they all on cue is the Washington Wizards.
Uh-oh.
So I don't understand, man. LeBron James is unguardable. He can take the game over whenever he feel like it. And let's just be honest, y'all. What we seen yesterday, if the Heat play like that, they'd be bounced against any team. It wasn't on cue. It wasn't playoff basketball. they was playing timid, and the biggest threat that Miami has, except the king, is Chris Bosh. When Chris Bosh spread that floor, it gives Miami the type of advantage that most teams dream of. How you think Dallas was so efficient? Because they can spread the floor with Dirk Nowitzki, and they got a man called Tyson Chandler who can crash boards. You see what I'm saying? They need to get on cue. Indiana. Andy, mother Anna. Hey, y'all, okay? Do y'all got a confession y'all want to make with each other? Is y'all, listen. Hey, Indiana, is y'all okay, man? What y'all need, some bonding time? Because y'all playing like straight shit. I'm going to say it just like that because there ain't no way to sit up percent. Hey, listen, you are the number one seed. And for y'all to come out and get blown and pop by 20 points, that is unprofessional. Paul George, as you being the most talk about thing, inconsistent and inconsistent uphill and downhill all year, you play like mediocre. Hey, see, listen, man, they've been too – y'all been – listen, I ain't cutting Ray Hibbert, Georgetown, Hoyers, you're gone next year. You're gone, you're going to the, back to the D-League because the type of ball you're playing is straight sucker ball. That ain't even – man, listen.
Straight.
If we was in Thurgood Marshall, L, you know, Big Kurt would have popped him in his you-know-what.
you know, Kurt, you know I would have.
Hey, listen, man. Roy Hibbert is a big man. Man, you better be lucky we are, boy. Boy, I'm in the streets right now. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm feeling sanctified right now. Hey, listen. Lance Stephenson and I agree. He's not playing for no contract right now. He was playing for a placement somewhere else. Because next year, him, Roy Hibbert, and George Hill is gone. And C.J. Watson, if you don't come in and play point guard basketball, you gone too. Y'all got to listen. Y'all got to get things together. I see a lot of problems over there. I see a lot of problems. And the most consistent person on the team is Luis Scola. Flat out. Y'all need to shake that line up. Y'all need to sit up here and set y'all pride to the side. And y'all need to get y'all set together because I'm not impressed of what I'm seeing. Chicago Bulls. Chicago. Without D. Rose. You cannot let a game slip like that. Y'all are the underdogs in the NFA. Ooh, I'm thinking about football. Y'all are the underdogs. I'm ready for football. Y'all the underdog. So what, I don't know what y'all are doing. Joe Kim Noah balling. DJ Augustine, listen, you got signed for a reason. Be efficient. Slow John Wall down. What is y'all problem? Carlos Boozer, we know what you here for. That's why Cleveland got rid of you. Ain't pay you that money. We know what's going on with you. We know you only good for first. And second, the first to the second quarter half. That's it. He ain't good for nothing else. He's just a big bum.
Let me ask you this last question, Shep, because we pressed for time, and we got another caller here. Let me ask you this: Portland, Houston. What's your take on that game before we let you go? Last game of the night. Did it impress you?
46 points and 34 points duo. What else you think I got to say about it, man? Come on. I got Portland.
You think Portland? You got Portland winning that series?
I got Portland, man. Because we going to – San Antonio going to sweep them. San Antonio going to sweep them. We sweeping them. I got Portland.
Wow.
What's up? What's up? Man, you know, man, I hate to do it to you, man, but we got to move on, man. We got another caller, you know, a celebrity caller on the line.
What?
So we got to, yeah, just hold on. You're going to see. I ain't even telling you who it is. You just wait. So hold the line real quick. you know we love you. You know how we get down.
Hold on
real quick, Jeff, so you can see what's happening.
Okay.
Hey, yo, L Boogie, celebrity, you know, it's your dude calling in. Yo, caller, you know, you all with the streets last 10 minutes with L Boogie, T-Roll. Who this on the line?
Man, it's Baron from St. Louis.
What's up with it, baby? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
What's really going on?
Nothing, man. I'm looking at the Thunder game right now, and I'm wondering what y'all think about that crazy shot.
Well, the thing about it is, see, this is Bam. This is not Bam Fletcher from the famous St. Louis Rams. This is Bam Holmes. This is my cousin who's very enticed into the sports. But I tell you this, what I think about Kevin Durant, he's great. What I think about OKC, you don't go into overtime at home. That's what I think.
That's crazy. And then they letting Westbrook take all the shots and stuff.
And listen to this though. Can I tell you this? And see, your father you come from a great stock of people who know about sports.
Athlete.
And I'm gonna ask you this. And I'm gonna ask you this before I let you go. Do you like Westbrook running the show for OKC before I let you go?
No. Kevin Durant is the more dominant player. He's the more killer. I would like Durant taking over the game.
Woo! Did you like what John Wall is doing over there with Washington against Chicago?
Yeah, John Wall and my boy Bradley Beal from St. Louis. We hoop together. Yeah, Bradley Beal, that's the best backcourt in the game. My boy and John Wall, the best backcourt in the game.
There you have it. There you have it. Hey, yo, baby cuz,
we
always on Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. You got to call back Friday. Tell all your friends that it's Freestyle Friday, so if they can rhyme, if they can flow, they can be on the show worldwide.
I got you. Much love.
And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you.
That's what
I love you,
cuz. Hey, Boogie. You know what time it is. I got the kinfolk on the line. Yo, kinfolk, what's up,
man?
Man, you know who it is, man. He come from the same cloth you come from. You know what I'm saying? Light bright, you know, with them pretty eyes. Y'all think y'all got gay. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Too much when both of y'all in the building. Come on, man. What's the deal, Green Eye?
What up, fellas? I'm
happy,
man, to be on right now.
Oh, no doubt. Thanks for blessing us. And the world is happy for you to be on. And I know this because you've been looking at these playoffs, and you know you're a basketball player yourself. Give us your take,
yes, sir.
Over the weekend, you know what I'm saying, the great games that was played. What you think about these games that have been played so far?
Man, it's been mighty interesting. A lot of the away teams won some games over the weekend. I'm looking at this OKC and Memphis game right now. It's a tough game. I like your comment you said, Hale, about OKC at home. It should be going to overtime at home after a blowout win in the first game. But I tell you what series look like, it's going to be the best series, and that's going to be that Portland and Houston series.
Exactly right. Now listen to this, Green Eye. This is something that we do sometimes on Monday. We bring callers in together. We're going to bring Oomph in, a.k.a. the chef, from Thurgood Marshall. And I'm going to ask both of you guys a couple questions. You're going to weigh in and give me your take.
Okay.
Now, first, I'm going to ask you, Green Eye,
yes,
why do you think OKC should come out the West?
Why do I think they should come out of the West?
Yeah,
do you think they're coming out of the West?
Because
I'm sure that they're going to come out of the West.
Because I know Chef is going to go with San Antonio. I'm going to ask him why. But why do you think OKC should come out the West?
I'm not saying that OKC is coming out of the West. I might have to agree with the chef and go with San Antonio until somebody beat them.
I don't know. That thought, that Durantula. Y'all better not be screaming on Durantula.
Hey, Chef.
Only thing about OKC, man, it's the same old story. Does Russell Westbrook know when to pass the ball to Durant? He does not know how to defer. He does not know how to defer.
True.
Now let me ask you this, Chef. You were talking about throw the records out the window, and you said the Pacers would be okay for the playoffs. It's not looking that way. Do you think they're in trouble? Green Eye, do you think Indiana's in trouble? Chef.
Yo.
I ask you first, Chef, what do you think? Is Indiana in trouble?
Yes, Indiana is in trouble. I smell an upset alert, and it's cooking, baby. Dick Vitale's in the building in the NBA. I smell an upset alert, and guess what? It's going to be a lot of walking papers. I know you smell it.
Oh, good boy. Hey, Yeah, I'm gonna put the Pacers on upset alert, and maybe the Atlanta series might go to the end, but that series after that, Indiana might be so tired, so worn out, mentally exhausted from the end of the season till now. If they don't get beaten this first round against Atlanta, they definitely gonna be out of that boy in the second round.
LeBron James needs to step up, man. I'm warning y'all, just like Paul George, I'm calling these dudes out. They consider superstars best defenders. If Jeff T put that much pressure on the court, them two guys need to step up. To LeBron James need to guard Kemba Walker, and Paul George need to guard Jeff T. Hello.
Yeah, that Miami Charlotte game series, man. Miami just gonna wear Charlotte down, man. Not to say that Charlotte ain't got no good team, not they young, that they first year in the playoffs or whatever, man, but Miami just going to wear them down in the end. They're just going to wear them down. They're just going to be too much for them.
Hey,
there you have
it. Hey, L. Boogie,
yes,
before we go, can I start a little bit of controversy real quick?
Come on with it.
Hey, Zeke.
What up?
I ain't seen you since 2008, man. What's up with your Cleveland Indians? What is they going to do?
Why you put me on blast like that with my tribe? Bro? I'm gonna listen, man. We only we 21 games into the season right now. Let's make it to the quarter mark of the season, and then I'll be able to gauge what we're gonna do. Did we lose tonight? We was winning. We lost.
I gotta check that out. Hold on, I'm gonna check. I'm gonna give you this call.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about tonight.
We won
overall.
What is
your
Cleveland Indians
going to do? And you know this chef has to know Zeke because he knows everybody knows Zeke loves the Indians. And on that note, hey, you guys got to call back in on Friday. You got to. Zeke, Green Eye, we need you
man.
To call in, man.
I appreciate the
love y'all.
I appreciate
love
the
you, man.
Dual call with me and the chef, man. I appreciate that.
Man, much love.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
The Indians won 4-3. They beat Kansas City. You good, Green Eye.
Yeah, we got that one. I appreciate that.
And listen to this. Don't forget, guys, every Monday and Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, yo, Ro, any shout-outs before we get out of here, man? I know we on time.
Man, to the fam, everybody checking us out on the web, you know how we get down. Jewels, I see you. You know, L-Bug, man, what a night. Who you got?
I got OKC, baby.
On your shout-out.
I got my shout-outs. You already know. First of all, I want to shout-out to God. I appreciate that, God, for giving us a great show tonight, as always. And you know I got to give a shout out to Greatness, because without him as well, what are we living for? Man, shout out to Global Network One. You know what I mean? 87.9 WERE down in Covington, Georgia. We love you guys, and we'll see you back in the yard. But we got to get back in the cell, man. We'll see you Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And like they always say, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Oh! With T-Row and Juelz, I'm L Boogie. We out.
Federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? Three kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies are dead, mate, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Thoughts in the beans on rings that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a bean that finally feeding on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my head's swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Daisy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it. Normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't beat you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend. I dump the mad. The time I count the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas time to clock it. I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's freaking shit that we inflict and get street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen, boss hog, and this pocket nigga. Picture us rolling.